Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of the University College Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Apter. I am the marketing and social media specialist for University College. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we get to our guest for this episode, just wanted to give everybody that's listening a couple of reminders here. University College's academic support initiatives, such as English as a Second Language Center, Smart Center, Supplemental Instruction, are all available to serve our students during this time. The ESL Center, during the suspension of face-to-face classes, is available to offer online tutoring to KSU international students Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can set up an appointment for that by emailing esl@kennesaw.edu or dschmidt@kennesaw.edu for assistance. The Smart Center is also operating a virtual Smart Center during this time that will operate through D2L. They remain a drop-in service, but registration is required to access the online tutoring area. Registration can be found at smart.kennesaw.edu, and on the left-hand navigation, click Virtual Smart Center, and you'll be able to find all the details there. They also have a subject schedule with hours for specific subjects that they will be focusing on with the Virtual Smart Center, including math, chemistry, physics, engineering, anatomy and physiology, genetics, statistics, humanities, and social sciences. Lastly, supplemental instruction leaders will be providing academic support through a variety of methods, including online SI sessions, online group discussions, video chats, and meetings and handouts. Individual supplemental instruction leaders will post their offerings on the course D2L sites. For more information, visit si.kennesaw.edu or send an email to si@kennesaw.edu. So in this episode, I will be joined by Arlita Lawson. She is a junior at Kennesaw State, majoring in biology, and she is also one of the student assistants at University College's graduation coaching services. So we'll learn more about how she has adjusted to this pandemic. For her, especially, she lives in rural Georgia, so it's been difficult with regard to finding Wi-Fi and coming up with creative ways to make sure she gets all of her coursework done. So we'll hear from her about that. Also hear about what it's like being a student assistant, the importance of working during your college career, and how it helps mold you into a professional as you progress throughout your 4 years of college. So thanks again for tuning in, and please enjoy our conversation with Arlita Lawson, junior biology major at Kennesaw State. All right, everyone, welcome back into the University College Podcast. Right now, happy to be joined by junior biology major and student assistant for University College's graduation coaching services, Arlita Lawson. Arlita, thanks for taking some time to come speak with us on the show.
No problem. Glad to speak.
Yeah. So, you know, a very, very different world that we're living in now. And I've talked to a couple of other students that work throughout our college and everything like that. And it's interesting getting to see how they've transitioned. So I guess just to start things off, why don't you tell the listeners where you're from? And, you know, this whole thing has kind of thrown everything into a whirlwind. So for you, what was your reaction to everything once it shut down?
Well, first off, I'm from a small town called Sparta, Georgia. It's about 3 hours southeast of Kennesaw. And when the school was closing because of the virus, I was immediately worried because I knew I would have to go home. And the Wi-Fi at my house is not good just because of the fact that I live in a rural town. And it's just, I basically live in the woods. And no matter what I do, my Wi-Fi connection, it seems like it'll always be bad.
Right.
So when I got the email saying that all, for the remainder of the spring semester, the classes would be online, I knew that would be a hard adjustment for me.
A little bit of a challenge.
Yes. So the first week of online classes, I couldn't even see like what the professor was doing, and I couldn't really hear anything, and I had to go to my grandma's house because she has like better Wi-Fi than me, and I had to like download lecture, or I had to wait before the professor uploaded the lectures in order to download them, and then I would have to like carve out extra time to like watch them again, and it's, oh my god, it's tough.
So I assume that like the professors that you are working with during this time have been flexible with regard to that situation though, right?
Actually, some of them have, and some of them not as much. Like, no, and I'm not trying to, my intentions aren't to trash talk any professors. The main thing that is helping me right now is when the professors record the lectures so I can go back and look at them when the Wi-Fi is better, or so I can go to my grandma's house and download them on better Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that sounds tough.
It is tough. Hopefully professors listen to this so they can kind of see what they can do to help students that don't have good Wi-Fi or that don't live in areas with good internet connection.
Right. Now, since you live so far away from Kennesaw, I assume that you lived on or close to campus. So have you had to go through the process of moving anything back to your home?
So my first year I lived on campus, and it was good. And then this year I actually live at student apartment. So it was off campus. But I don't have a car, so I had to move back home since the school would be closed and then the buses wouldn't be running.
Right.
And, yeah.
So yeah. Have you had an opportunity to, like, go get your stuff, or is it just kind of there?
Oh, that's another thing. So my second year at Kennesaw, I lived off campus at student apartments. And I signed a 12-month lease saying that I would live there for 12 months. But now, since the school has closed, I had to move back home. And I honestly would be staying at my apartment because it has better Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But I don't have a car. So I had to move back home. Huh. And now I'm in the process of trying to break my lease. Because now I'm just having to pay rent.
In an apartment that you're not living in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's, yeah, wow.
Yeah, it's this whole thing is just took me through a whirlwind.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can tell that sounds crazy. So with the majority of your classes, aside from the one that you mentioned, I assume they're being conducted through Zoom or other online avenues. So how do you kind of structure how you do things now? Obviously, you go to your grandmother's if you need to for better Wi-Fi, but in terms of like listening to lectures and then doing the work, kind of how do you structure your day now that things are different?
So I'm trying to keep my mindset as if I was on campus, and I have my schedule. So, like, a regular Monday for me on campus would be I go to class, or I wake up, get ready, eat breakfast, go to class, and then go to work. And then during work time, I would do my homework. So, on Mondays at home, I try to do the same thing. I try to wake up. I don't necessarily get dressed, but I would go log into the lecture session and then during my work time, I would do homework as if I'm at work doing homework and then stop. And then after the work session ends, I would eat dinner and then do and do homework or something like that.
Right.
So the main thing I try to do is just keep, I'm trying to stay on the same schedule and keep the mindset that I am in school.
Right.
Because honestly, if I don't, if I'm not in the mindset, then I would be behind and I right. would probably forget about logging in for lectures. I would forget about assignments. And yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're trying to stay as close to your normal schedule as possible. In terms of when it comes to like focus and time management, has there been anything specifically outside of just like trying to maintain that same timeline that has worked for you that might work for other students?
I think, well, focusing at home is really hard. So I've had to talk to my parents and tell them, like, because they're at home too, and I've had to tell them, like, please don't talk to me during these hours because I'll be at home doing work. I'll be doing work during this time. And then even when I'm at my grandma's house is not the place for me to do work.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it is a lot of distractions. So I've had to tell her, like, I'm sorry, I can't watch TV with you because I'm doing work. And
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when students come back home, I guess when they have like siblings or when they're around family, it's just they're thinking like, oh, you're out of school so you can, you know, hang out and do whatever with us.
Yeah.
But that's not the case because school still is in session.
Yeah. So, that, it's very yeah. weird to talk to other people that like on my end, it's like I have friends that are essential employees that are still going into work, but it's weird for them to be like, hey, it's probably really cool to be able to work from home. And I'm just like, well, it's different because like you said, with your schoolwork, it's harder to focus and it's a little bit harder to maintain that structure and be productive and everything. So it's certainly a difficult transition to make, but it sounds like you're on the way to making it, you know, the best way that you can, like making the best out of the situation that you have.
Yes, I'm trying to. I don't want this whole thing to just mess with my grades and my work ethic. I don't want to get messed up. And this is the last month of school, and I don't want all of my hard work to go to waste.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. And we're getting like a very, very nice audio picture of the ruralness that you were talking about. Lots of birds chirping in the background. It's very calming
oh,
and
wow.
peaceful.
I didn't know you could hear the birds.
Yeah, yeah, it's very nice. Very nice.
It is.
So one of the units within University College is graduation coaching services, and you are a student assistant there. They help with everything from setting goals for yourself to career planning. So what are your some of your main responsibilities, and how has your time as a student assistant there helped you so far in your time at Kennesaw?
So what I do on a day-to-day basis is I work at the front desk and I answer calls. I answer calls from students, from parents, or from other coworkers. And I check the mail, and well, that's really what I've mostly been doing on a day-to-day basis. And I've been working there for a year now. So I work with graduation coaches, and the main thing that has helped me is the fact that I have like a direct line to them because they are like advisors. And I find myself many times like asking them like for help and for advice. And they are just, they've been a great resource for me, honestly. And since I'm a junior, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do after I graduate from college.
That's great. I've spoken to a couple of other students that have jobs on campus, and it seems to be very helpful. When it comes to a number of things, whether it be interview practice, interviewing with different types of people, with different personalities, and developing professional skills that will follow you into the post-college workforce. So what have been some of the things that you've enjoyed most about being a student assistant there, aside from what you mentioned already?
I think the main thing that I like about working there is that being a student and my schoolwork is the first priority.
Mm-hmm.
I know there are students that have other jobs off campus, and they talk about how they have schoolwork and they want to go to some study sessions that might be during work hours, but their boss won't let them go because it's during work time. And I just like the fact that when I'm there, they just understand that sometimes I might have schoolwork to do, and sometimes I might have to leave to go to a major review session for some of my harder classes.
Right.
Yeah.
What have been some, when you said that you were in this position for about a year now, so when you started off, what were some of the more challenging things, and how have you gotten to figure out how to overcome those?
The most challenging thing that I've had to do there is probably answering the phone, honestly.
Yeah.
Sometimes there'll be parents calling, and sometimes parents will be calling really frustrated about their students, and just most of the time it's incoming freshmen that whose parents will be calling. And they'll be very frustrated because of like the whole process, and it can be overwhelming. So I've had to learn to kind of communicate with them and help them. And
No, that's all right. Yeah, it's one of those things where answering phones sounds simple, but if it's not something that you've done before, it's something that you have to get used to, because you never know what you're answering the phone to.
Yes. I've also had to learn how to change my communication style, really.
Yeah.
Or you do have to like let it vary some depending on who you talk to.
Yeah. I mean, and that's definitely things that will help you throughout your communication skills and interpersonal skills are like two key skills to be able to have, not only in college, but beyond that, for sure.
Yes. Communication is a big thing.
Yeah. So you're working towards your Bachelor of Science degree in biology. You mentioned at some point that you're not sure exactly what you want to do job-wise after college. You still have a little bit of time to figure that out, but talk about how you chose that as a major and what you've enjoyed learning about it so far, the different aspects and such.
So I chose biology because it just seemed very practical for me to do it. My parents knew that if I studied biology, then it would open up many opportunities for me after I graduate. And I also have a sister who she studied biology and now she's a doctor. And that really inspired me to do the same, to study biology and hopefully become a doctor or do something else that I want to do. And I just knew that with biology, it would probably help me have the life that I want to live.
Yeah, that's great. Is there anything that, in your classes to this point, being to a junior, that you've found unique to learn about? Yeah, I only ask the hard-hitting questions.
Anything unique?
Or just interesting, something that I guess that you went into and then you're just like, oh, like this is cool, or something along those lines.
I know one thing that's really cool are the labs. The labs at Kennesaw State are really cool. There are a lot of you have to learn how to use a lot of instruments, and it will definitely give you the hands-on experience that you need if you want to do lab research after undergrad. And yeah, that's really been the most interesting thing was the different types of labs to take and the different types of techniques you'll learn with each lab, techniques and skills.
Well, that's awesome. Arlita, I again appreciate you taking some time to speak with me about the current weird situation that is going on around the globe. It sounds like you're, like I said earlier, trying to do the best with what you have, and certainly wish
I
you the best
am.
of luck moving forward as we kind of continue to move forward into the unknown.
Thank you so much for having me, Brandon.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you liked this episode of the show, feel free to go back and listen to previous episodes. They are not time sensitive and relatable to a lot of different topics. The podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify and Anchor.fm. And if you like what you heard, please leave us a 5-star review. For more information about University College and its programs or academic support initiatives, please visit uc.kennesaw.edu. You can also follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram at UC at KSU. That's the @UCATKSU. We're also on Facebook, University College at Kennesaw State University. We'll catch you next time on another episode of the University College Podcast.